الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درش بالله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last few sessions of our Khulafa'i Rashideen series, we have covered the brief biography of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course the queen for the women in Jannah. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was an incredible individual. Her personality, alhamdulillah, we covered just a few points of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, looking into some of the main ahadith which speak with regards to the virtue of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first individual to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his demise from this dunya. Scholars have mentioned that she passed away at a very young age in the month of Ramadan, 6 months after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From amongst all of the companions, she was the first to meet her father, and this was the glad tidings given to her by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was only 28 years of age, and in some narrations it is said that she was 29 years of age. Her wasiyah, last wish, was that Hazrat Asma bint Umais should take care of all her burial procedure, because she was a close friend to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She wanted Hazrat Asma bint Umais to bathe her and also to shroud her, which was done in accordance to her wish. Her wish was also to be buried in Jannatul Baqi and in the night. And she gave her reason. She was a lady who had an intense level of haya, a lot of modesty. And she said that in the night there is a lot of concealment, there is a lot of parda. And therefore, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an performed the janazah salah, and this was late in the night, in the month of Ramadan. An incredible lady, mashallah, the beloved daughter and the beloved wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. We need to make note of one very important action of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an never ever married any lady whilst Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was alive and in his nikah. Despite the fact that polygamy was something which was very common amongst the Arabs, amongst the companions, but the sheer love that he had for Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also of an immense virtue in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an never married any lady whilst Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an was in his nikah. And this is the same and true with her own mother, Bibi Khadijah al-Kubra. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never married any woman whilst Bibi Khadija, the mother of Bibi Fatima, was alive. And this is her virtue. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only married with different ladies after the death of Bibi Khadijah al-Kubra. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Sauda, and the rest of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen that we know of. Again, this position is given to mother and daughter. Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, did not want a co-wife with Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an only married other women after the death of Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Many children were born of Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The famous are Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Amongst the women, Hazrat Umm Kulsum and Hazrat Ruqayya, Hazrat Umm Kulsum and Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Historians have even mentioned other names, but these are the famous children of Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, the second wife that came into the nikah of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an is a lady whose name is Asma bint Umais. Asma bint Umais. And we have heard of Asma bint Umais. Asma bint Umais, subhanallah, again, an incredible lady, a very senior sahabiyya from amongst the women companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to understand the virtue and the virtues of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who these companions were. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een were people who were very, very sincere, very, very mukhlis. And whatever they did only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it becomes quite difficult when we explain some of the conditions of the companions and their actions. And the reason is that we are so much different from the Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een, for them to marry, it was not just fulfillment of carnal desire or fulfillment of your sexual desire, but rather the maqsad and the purpose of nikah was sacred, to maintain that very high responsibility and dignity that should be given to the women folks of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. And we see this in the case of Asma bint Umais radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Asma was married to a sahabi whose name was Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Now, the trend amongst the companions was that if a lady was married to a very senior sahabi, a senior companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for some reason if the husband passed away or if the husband became shaheed, then only those companions who were in the same league would want to propose to that lady. Now this was not a must, it's not an injunction of the Quran, it is not the rule of Sharia, but we see this throughout the lives of the companions, that if a lady was married to a very senior companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if the husband passed away, then you will see and notice that a sahabi in the very same league to that sahabi who is deceased or passed away would want to propose to that lady. And the reason for that was so that the lady would feel blessed that she has remained in the company of the senior companions throughout her entire life. And so this was the purpose. So from someone who was the early Muhajireen, and then for someone to marry someone who was a Sahabi, but someone who did not stay in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a long period of time. So there is a lot of difference. And so we see in the case of Asma bint Umays radiallahu ta'ala anha, she married Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. And from Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, Allah blessed her with three children, Abdullah and Aun ibn Abi Ja'far and Muhammad ibn Abi Ja'far. Three children from Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. And when Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, now with the companions, any lady who was the widow of a shaheed, generally that lady was held in great esteem. A lot of honor, a lot of respect was given to that woman. And when Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, Asma bint Umays then got married to who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Who did she get married to? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now, is there anyone greater than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? Look at the line. She got married to Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, the cousin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from amongst the Ahlul Bayt. And because the husband was a shaheed, she came into the nikah of the greatest individual, the greatest man after Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. She got married to Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and from Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the famous son of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was born, whose name was Muhammad bin Abi Bakr. Muhammad bin Abi Bakr. So from Ja'far she had how many children? Three. Abdullah, Aun and Muhammad. And from Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq she had one child, Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, the very famous son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And then when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an passed away, who proposed to her? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. She came into the nikah of Hazrat Ali immediately after the death of Bibi Fatima. Now you see the trend that was set amongst the companions, that she already was blessed with the company of the most senior companions. And of course Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in would understand that there will be senior companions who would want to propose, and this was to give honor to that lady. No other intention. Allahu Akbar. And so Asma bint Umays radiallahu ta'ala anha comes into the nikah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, she gives birth to a baby boy, and his name was Yahya ibn Ali. Yahya ibn Ali. So Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, and also Hazrat Yahya. Yahya is also the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now it's important for us that we understand all of the family members of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And sometimes what happens is that we, alhamdulillah, have a sound understanding of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. But what about the other daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We need to make sure that we have an understanding of the other daughters also, and the sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also the other family members of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So she was the second wife to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The third wife to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is a sahabiyya, again closely related to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, related to Hazrat Ali. She was the granddaughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who was she? The granddaughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the daughter of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose name is Umama. Umama bint Zainab bint Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Umama, the daughter of Zainab, and Zainab is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In according to some of the narrations, it is mentioned that this was also the wasiyah of Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And so Umama came into the nikah with Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. We need to understand that disparity in age was never an issue with Sahaba Ikram Ajmain. This was never an issue. In fact, for the companions, it was about taqwa. It was more to do with to be blessed in the company of those who were extremely close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so here, without any hesitation, Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha gets married to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and she remained as the wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala until his death. For the entire Khilafat, Umama was the wife. And from Hazrat Umama, another child is born, and the name of this child is Muhammad Awsat. Muhammad Al-Awsat. Muhammad Awsat. So the name is Muhammad. The name is Muhammad. But Muhammad Awsat is generally the name that is written in the books of history from Hazrat Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. The fourth wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha is a lady who is known as Layla. What is her name? Layla. And she was from amongst the Tamimi tribe. She was from the Tamim tribe. She was Layla. Again, Hazrat Layla remained as the wife with Hazrat Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha for the entire duration of the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. And from Layla, two children were born. Ubaidullah and Abu Bakr. How many children were born? Two. The sons of Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali. Ubaidullah and Abu Bakr. And the mother is Layla. And Muhammad al-Awsat, the mother is? The mother is? Hazrat Umama. Hazrat Umama. And from Asma binti Umays, Yahya. Ka? Ya Yahya. Khuzil kitab. Yahya. So Yahya. And so you have one father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And these are the brothers of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein. And so these are the famous four wives of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But of course it does not end there. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had many other wives, but according to Sharia, Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in would only have four wives. But other names have been mentioned. The other wife was Ummul Baneen, and then he got married to another lady whose name was Umme Sa'id, and then another lady whose name was Umme Ruqayya, and then another lady whose name was Khawla. So these are just some of the ladies' names that are mentioned. And also many concubines who had given birth to the children of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, how many children Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had? Ulama have mentioned that Awladu Dhukur, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had 14 boys. How many boys? 14 boys. Again we see, subhanallah, with the companions, that majority of the companions believe in having a very large family. And this should be the mindset of the Muslimin today. This should be the mindset of the Muslimin today. We should not think that, oh, what about the tarbiyah and looking after them. Inshallah ta'ala, if the father and the mother are concerned parents, then be it one child or 15 children, be it one child or 15 children, inshallah you will see that the father and the mother will give a lot of time. But there's a lot of barakat. And you will hardly find any of the companions to have one or two children. In fact, they would come in great numbers, more than 10. 14 boys. And the love that Hazrat Ali had for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he named three of his children were Muhammad. And this was due to the intense love that he had with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why you get the name Muhammad Awsat. Muhammad Awsat means the middle Muhammad. So every time Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would want to call Muhammad, he would say, Muhammad Akbar, the elder one, Muhammad Akbar. Muhammad Awsat, who are you calling? Muhammad Awsat, the middle Muhammad. And then Muhammad Asghar, my little Muhammad, my little Muhammad. And the love that he had, despite the propaganda that comes from the Shia contingent, he named his children, he gave names to his children very selectively. And each child was named after the Khalifa of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so he named one of his child Abu Bakr, and he named another child Umar, and he named another child Uthman. So he's got three children who were named Muhammad, and one as Abu Bakr, one as Umar, and one as Uthman. And the reason for him to keep Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman, he said, there have never been any individuals who were more beloved to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam than Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. There have never been any individuals who have been more beloved to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam than Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. And so these are the children of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, Abbas, Ja'far, Abdullah, Uthman, Ubaidullah, Abu Bakr, Yahya, Muhammad Asghar, Aun, Umar, Muhammad Awsat, and Muhammad Akbar. 14 boys of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And for the daughters, how many daughters? No, 16. That was my mistake. If I said 17, did I say 17 last time? It's not 17. Wallahu alam, it could be more than even 16. But historians have given us an account, and they have given us names of at least 16 daughters of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So what's the total? 14 or 16?
30.
Ji? 30. 30. MashaAllah. Ji? 30. 30, mashallah. Got a long way to go, haven't we? So 16 daughters. And of course the famous daughters, Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra. Zainab al-Kubra. Now, Zainab, Zainab is the daughter of Bibi Fatima. The mother is Bibi Fatima. Now, Zainab got married to Abdullah ibn Ja'far. Who did she get married to? Abdullah ibn Ja'far. The son of Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. The son of Hazrat Ja'far, Abdullah, got married to Hazrat Zainab. And Zainab al-Kubra. And then you have the other daughter, Umme Kulsoom, Ruqayya, Umme Hani, Ummul Kiram, Umme Ja'far, and Umme Salama. These are the very famous daughters of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. As for Umme Kulsoom, Allahu Akbar, Umme Kulsoom. The mother is Hazrat Fatima. The mother is Hazrat Fatima. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an asked Umme Kulsoom that she must get married to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Can anyone take in this information? Bibi Fatima's daughter, Hazrat Ali is the father, mother is Bibi Fatima. And subhanAllah, Umme Kulsoom is the name. Hazrat Ali says that it is my wish that you should get married who is the greatest companion from amongst all of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is alive, and that is Umar ibn al-Khattab. And it is my desire that you marry Umar ibn al-Khattab. And here we see people talking very falsely that there was no, al-iyazu billah, that there was no connection between Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, al-iyazu billah, between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Ali. When Bibi Fatima passed away, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq led the janaza salah. And when Bibi Fatima gave birth to a beautiful child, Hazrat Umme Kulsoom, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an asked Bibi Fatima and Umme Kulsoom that the best person for you is Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. And Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an would say that I am the happiest man in the world. I am the happiest man in the world, that my daughter is in the nikah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in my nikah is one from the Ahle Bayt of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Umme Kulsoom, the daughter of someone who was extremely beloved to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from Umme Kulsoom, two children of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu were born. Do you follow? Two children were born. One was a boy and the other one was a girl. The boy was Hazrat Zayd ibn Umar. The boy was Zayd ibn Umar, and the girl was Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala, and the father was Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And these are the family members of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and some of the wives that have been mentioned, subhanallah. Ulama have mentioned also that the line of progeny that continues until today, which is connected to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, from all his children, it is only from five children. We know a lot of people who are Sayyid, but this progeny, this line and ancestry of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and the continuation of all his children that goes all the way back to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is from four children: Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, Abbas, Umar, and Muhammad. These are the family members of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah wills, we will continue with the seerah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in the next session. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.